بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا شعر أبو الشيخ أبو العزيز الشاه حكيم محمد اختصر نور الله مرقده رومي وقت تبريز دورة شيخ العرب والعجم. The title is نکر توہین تو تاثیر آہ بے زبانی کی. نکر توہین تو تاثیر آہ بے زبانی کی. جسے بخشی ہے دولت حق نے اپنی رازدانی کی, جسے بخشی ہے دولت حق نے اپنی رازدانی کی, محبت ہو نہیں سکتی اسے دنیا فانی کی, محبت ہو نہیں سکتی اسے دنیا فانی کی. بدلتا ہے کبھی جغرافیہ ایسا حسینوں کا, بدلتا ہے کبھی جغرافیہ ایسا حسینوں کا, کہ تاریخیں بدل جاتی ہے جس سے حسن فانی کی. محبت ہو نہیں سکتی اسے دنیا فانی کی. جنازہ حسن کا جب دفن ہو پیری کی قبروں میں, جنازہ حسن کا جب دفن ہو پیری کی قبروں میں, سنو کیا آہ ان کی داستاں عہد جوانی کی, سنو کیا آہ ان کی داستاں عہد جوانی کی. میں اب تاریخ ان کے حسن کی کس طرح دہراؤں, میں اب تاریخ ان کے حسن فانی کی کس طرح دہراؤں. نہیں وقعت نہیں وقعت ہے کوئی حسن رفتہ کی کہانی کی, نہیں وقعت ہے کوئی حسن رفتہ کی کہانی کی. نہ ہوتا بدگما نادان کبھی اہل محبت سے, نہ ہوتا بدگما نادان کبھی اہل محبت سے, جو ہوتی آگہی ظالم کو کچھ درد نہانی کی, جو ہوتی آگہی ظالم کو کچھ درد نہانی کی. رہا تا عمر وہ محروم اہل دل کی صحبت سے, رہا تا عمر وہ محروم اہل دل کی صحبت سے, کہ جس نے کبر کے باعث ہمیشہ بدگمانی کی, کہ جس نے کبر کے باعث ہمیشہ بدگمانی کی. ہزاروں بستیاں ویران ہے از آہ مظلومہ, ہزاروں بستیاں ویران ہے از آہ مظلومہ. نہ کر توہین تو تاثیر بے آہے نہ کر توہین تو تاثیر آہے بے زبانی کی بدون صحبت مرشد تجھے کیسے شفا ہوگی بدون صحبت مرشد تجھے کیسے شفا ہوگی نہیں جب شیخ اول جستجو کر شیخ ثانی کی نہیں جب شیخ اول جستجو کر شیخ ثانی کی ہمارے پھول پھل جو دیکھتے ہو دیکھنے والوں ہمارے پھول پھل جو دیکھتے ہو دیکھنے والوں ہمارے شیخ نے اختر کے دل میں باغبانی کی ہمارے شیخ نے اختر کے دل میں باغبانی کی نہ ہوتا بدگما ناداں کبھی اہل محبت سے جو ہوتی آگہی ظالم کو کچھ درد نہانی کی رہتا عمر وہ محروم اہل دل کی صحبت سے کہ جس نے کبر کے باعث ہمیشہ بدگمانی کی جسے بخشی ہے دولت حق نے اپنی رازدانی کی محبت ہو نہیں سکتی اسے دنیا فانی کی
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسولہ الکریم اما بعد اٹس ویری بیوٹیفل پوم بائی ودادہ شیخ حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ اینڈ رینڈڈ سو بیوٹیفلی بائی اعجاز مے اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ گیو اس دی ریئلٹی دی آر ڈفرنٹ سبجیکٹ میٹرز ہیئر وچ آر آل ویری ویری ریلیونٹ ٹو اس نہ کر توہین تو تاثیر آئے بے زبانی کی حضرت دی افیکٹ of that ah which comes out from the heart of a person that Allah Ta'ala is the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never regarded as small. The dua which comes out from their heart, or it can also mean, for example, you oppress somebody and that ah and the pain which comes out from the heart of that person, don't regard it as small. Another way, as we mentioned first, that Allah Ta'ala is when they make dua for you, if you are able to make them happy and befriend them and the dua which comes out from them, don't ever regard it as small. The whole person's life can change completely because of that. حضرت سے ان دا بگننگ جسے بخشی ہے دولت حق نے اپنی راجدھانی کی محبت ہو نہیں سکتی اسے دنیا فانی کی دیٹ پرسن اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ہیز گرانٹیڈ دا گریٹ ٹریجر اینڈ ویلتھ آف اسپیکنگ ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ آف محبت اینڈ تعلق ود اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ہیز گاٹ اے سیکرٹ کنیکشن اینڈ تعلق ود اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اینڈ دیٹ از وائی مینی مینی پیپل آلسو دے ڈونٹ انڈرسٹینڈ وائی ڈز اے پرسن کم ٹو دا خانقاہ ٹو دا شیخ آؤٹ وڈلی مے بی ہی ڈزنٹ سی مچ چینجز But the main thing is to get that nisbat and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is something which is hidden. A person can't see that nisbat and connection which Allah ta'ala is, which is created in the heart of a person. So many people feel that you're going to the khanka, I can do this other effort of deen, I can do this, I can read the kitab, and I can get all of the benefits. But that connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something which is hidden. So because people cannot see this here, they cannot understand. So Hazrat says here, who Allah ta'ala grants this great gift to of the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is impossible for that person to have love for this world which is very, very temporary. As our Hazrat mentions always, that there are three stages. One is this dunya, which was not in existence, it will not remain in existence. Allah Ta'ala created it, eventually it will come to an end. So this thing is completely useless for a person to put his heart in there. One higher level is that of Jannat. And Jannat, we have great respect for Jannah. It was not in creation, Allah Ta'ala created it. And it will remain forever and forever through the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But one is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah was always in existence and Allah ta'ala will always remain in existence. And our connection must be to Allah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Hafiz ibn Kathir rahmatullah, he mentioned one narration in the 11th Farah, where he mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created different types of awliya. And one group of awliya are those people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear the punishment of Jahannam. So they will enter Jannah also. Allah ta'ala will say, you fear Jahannam, you will enter into Jannah. Allah will give them Jannah also. And then in the higher level of people, of awliya, their object of life was only Jannah, attaining of Jannah. And Allah ta'ala will call him on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will honor them and Allah will give them Jannah. But then there are the highest level of awliya, which has Rakim Sahib rahmatullah and our Shaykh try to instill within ourselves, is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also desire Jannah. Allahumma inni as'aluka ridhaka wal Jannah. Jannah is also, we honor and respect Jannah, and we want Jannah also. But higher than that, first we want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah, when this love of the of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in this world, then this world, it comes in a person's heart, then this world will have no value for that person. Because if this whole world was equal to the wing of a mosquito, then if it was equal to the wing of a mosquito, Allah would have not have given the kuffar one drop of water to drink also. This world has got no value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and they came across one donkey, one kid, a baby of a donkey, one kid, baby of a goat, lying on the floor, and the goat, also the ears were stuck. Some say it was small, or it was injured. There was something not right with that ears. And also that it was smelling, it was stinking, it was dead. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, which one of you would like to buy this animal for one dirham? They said, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if you give it to us free of charge, we don't want this thing. It's got no value at all. It's smelling, it's dead. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by Allah, this world is more despicable and more lower in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than how much this kid is in your eyes. It's got no real value at all. But because man by nature loves, he's got love in his heart. Allah ta'ala has given him love in his heart. So he has to love something. So because we see the outward things of this world, we love this world. But if a person gets love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the most superior form of love, then automatically the love of the things of this world will fall off. As I was mentioned, that Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah used to mention that if a dog is biting a bone, then you don't go and try and pull the bone away from the dog. The dog will bite you. What you do, you take meat and place it before the dog. Automatically it will leave that bone and run towards the meat. So we have to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This dunya is like the bone. It has got no value, but people are biting it because this is the only thing they have got. If the lovely meat comes in front of them, then automatically you leave that bone and you run towards that meat. So the people of the world are running, now is the holiday season also, people are running towards beaches, and they are running towards discos and cinemas, and all of this is the love of person, of beauty, the outward beauties of this world. But there is no real beauty and enjoyment in that. The real enjoyment is in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah ta'ala has given this gift to somebody, then inshallah this love of the dunya will automatically come out from that person's heart. He won't have any love for this world. When hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned also in Mishkat Sharif, that when a banda and servant, he adopts zuhud, abstinence from this world. So what is the lower level? A higher level is muhabbat, the love of Allah ta'ala. But just by abstaining, by attaining zuhud in this world, disinclining himself from this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on his tongue will take out words of wisdom. And وَبَسَّرَ بِهِ عَيْبَ الدُّنْيَا وَدَّاءَهَا وَدَّوَاءَهَا. Allah ta'ala will open up to that person's eyes the sicknesses of this world. He will see the sicknesses of the world. He will see the reality of this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the dawa and the cure and the ilaj also. Person will be able to understand reality. He will be able to understand what is actually the world is all about. Most people are in a deception at the present moment because they cannot see the reality. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exposed to us and explained to us the reality of this world. And this is what we get in the company of the awliya Allah, friends of Allah ta'ala. They open up to us our eyes of the heart, where a person can see these realities. Hazrat says thereafter, badalta hai kabhi geografiya isa haseeno ka ke tareekh hai badal jaati hai jise husne fani ki. The beauties of this woman, of all the things of this world, if this entertainment and all of these things, that they eventually, the contours and the beauties of it, immediately they change. For a short while it's very, very beautiful. But this world is a world of changing. All the time it is changing. So this beautiful woman also, the beautiful scenery also, all of these things are continuously changing. And this is a clear proof that it is a thing of dhoka and deception. These things are changing. That, and the person who fell in love with Husn-e Fani, with this beauty which is temporary, his history changed also. He was going in, successful he was in this world, but he fell into this wrong affairs, to haram things, eventually he was destroyed. Mufti Ibrahim Desai Sahib, Ramal Barakatum, here in the Jalsa, in the Madrasa Jalsa, he mentioned that there was a person, a multi-millionaire, and he heard in one bayan also, that if a person makes zina, then all a person, he becomes poor in life. He said, I never believed in this. Yeah, I continued my actions of zina and fornication, adultery. And eventually a time came, Muftisab said, he phoned me one day, he said, Morana, please, this is the last 1 rand I've got in my pocket, the 5 rand I've got in my pocket, I've got no money at all, I have to meet you. All my wealth and every single thing was destroyed. So such a person who fell in love with this Husn Fani, the beauty, temporary beauty of this world, his whole history changed also, his whole life changed. He was completely destroyed, he finished himself up completely. Janaza Husn ka jab dafan ho, peeri ki qabro mein, sunu kya ah, unki daastan ahad jawani ki. When the janaza of beauty is put in the grave, now a person has become old. He was very, very beautiful and handsome in his young days. That woman was the talk of the town. She was the most beautiful woman. Now she has become old. And she's put in a cover and in a grave. Now, what stories are you going to listen now about that person when he was young? This is the story, this happened to that person. Nobody wants to listen to those stories also. It is so nauseating, so filthy. A person says, what I want to listen to these stories? There's no honor for that person, no respect for that person. Now that person has become old. No one wants to even look at that person. No one has got any desire for that person. Because that person gave his life for things temporary, instead of giving his life to something which was eternal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May ab tarikh unki husn ki kis tarah duhrao? Nayi wukat hai koi husn rafta ki kahani ki. How can I now repeat the stories of the tarikh and the history of these people who gave their lives for husn, for beauty, for artificial beauty? There is no respect in our hearts for the stories of those people who ran after beauties which was faded very, very quickly, which went away very, very quickly. We talk of the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Yusuf alayhi salam, a youngster, prime of his youth, so much fitness in front of him, so much of temptation in front of him. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he was prepared. No, Allah Ta'ala is watching me. Inna Rabbi. Allah Ta'ala says, وَرَاوَدُتُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهِ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. That lady in whose house he was staying. What imtihan, examination. One is a person meets another woman outside. But you are living in the house of that woman. You are a foreigner from a different country. No family members around to save you, to protect you, to look after you. You are a poor person. Person who is calling me is a rich person. You are in the house of that person. You are the slave, she is your mistress. The person owning you. Every kind of fitna and temptation. She's got money to give you whatever you want to. Every kind of temptation is before Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And she locks the doors. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. Hazrat Ali rahmatullahi alayhi says, it must have been a very, very big room. And she locked the doors. The doors doesn't mean we normally have 7 doors. So we think there's 1 door, 2 doors, 3 doors, one behind the other. 7 doors in the room. There were many, many doors in the room. It shows it was a very, very big room, a palatial room. The room of the queen, of the minister's wife. What a big room it must have been. وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكَ. And she calls Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Come towards me. Do whatever evil you want to do. قَالَ إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايِ. Immediately he thinks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His mind goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, Allah has looked after me so well. Such a beautiful way. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. A zalim and oppressor, he will never ever be successful in this world. And Yusuf alayhi salam has got the desire. Hazrat Rakim sahab rahmatullah alayhi says, at that time, when the evil comes before you, don't make dua. Now you're standing, start lifting up your hands and making dua. That's not the ibadat at that time. The ibadat now, when the fitna comes before you, to turn your back and to run away from that. So run far away from that evil. Don't even stand close by. And thereafter, a person makes dua. Immediately Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam thought about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the effort a person has to make before that. When the temptation comes, immediately his mind goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He turns his back and he runs away from that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Yusuf alayhi salam was prepared to go to jail also. He went to jail so many years, he was not prepared to fall into evil. But then Allah ta'ala takes him out of jail. And Allah ta'ala says, يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَا حَيْثُ يَشَىٰ. We place him as a minister of Egypt. And now wherever he was in Egypt, before he was living in a jail, he was locked up, he couldn't move anywhere. Before he was in a well, he couldn't move anywhere, he was locked up. But today he can build houses wherever he wants. The whole of Egypt, Allah had opened up for him. نُسْوِبُ بِرَحْمَتِنَا مَنْ نَشَاءُ وَلَا نُزِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. With our mercy, we grant whomsoever we want to. And we will never ever destroy the reward of the muhsinin, those who do actions with ikhlas and sincerity. And thus in this world, Allah will give that person reward. وَالْأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ. The reward of the year after is far, far better for those who have got iman, who have got taqwa within themselves. And Allah Ta'ala says, not only for Yusuf alayhi salam, every single banda and servant of mine, who the temptation comes to him, he turns away from the temptation. Whether it's a big temptation of zina or fornication, or whether it's a small temptation of looking at the haram, but the person turns away, Allah Ta'ala will reward that person very, very greatly. He says, so that person who spent his life in guna and sin, there is no wukat, there is no honor for that person, there is no respect for that person, no one wants to look at that person, no one remembers his story with honor and respect. Say, hey, this person, he had an affair with so and so person, and you respect that person. No, that person becomes, as Rakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, that a person of piety, you lift him up, people come to ask him du'as also, even his wife asking for du'as. And those people of evil, people's shoes fall on that person's head. They take out their shoes and they start smashing that person on his head. They're so upset with that person. No one even asks him for du'as. And that woman who you made haram with, you committed zina with, she doesn't come to you next morning, Hazrat, make du'a for me. Her whole life she'll never ever have respect for you. But that person who had lived a life of taqwa and piety, that woman, she called you to her and you turned away.
for the rest of her life she'll have respect in her heart for you. But this man is a man of respect, of honor. He's a Muslim person. He's got iman within himself. So Hazrat says here that this, how can we discuss about the history of these people? We will never discuss it because it is filth and dirt. But that person who sacrificed his life, people will speak about him. And look at this person, how he looked after himself, what a pious person he was, how he abstained from guna and sin. Till the day of Qiyamah, Allah will keep that person's name alive.
نہ ہوتا بدگما نادا کبھی اہل محبت سے جو ہوتی آگئی ظالم کو کچھ درد نہانی کی.
A person who knows something about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has got some information about that, O zalim, of my friend, you must never ever have bad gumani and evil thoughts about the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to get this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to get yourself safe from all evils, then have love for the ahle muhabbat, the love, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and never ever have bad gumani about them. In Islah al-Akhlaq, Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentions, one very very easy way by which shaitan deflects a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is he creates doubts in the hearts of the salik, of the sheikh. He puts doubts about the sheikh, that my sheikh has got this weakness, that weakness. You should remember that our mashayikh also, they are human beings, they have also got weaknesses within themselves. Never ever look at the weaknesses of a person, look at the good of that person. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was so great, they were ma'asum, the only people who are ma'asum were the Anbiya alayhi salam. Even in the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, if you want to, you can find faults and weaknesses within them. But Allah Ta'ala says, he declared in the Quran, radiallahu anhum wa radu'an, we got no right to speak about them. Similarly, our mashayikh, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded us regarding the people of honor and respect, your ulama, the mashayikh, that all the minor weaknesses, aqilu, hide them away, conceal them, don't even speak about them, and don't look at the faults, look at the goodness of that person, and take full benefit from that person. Otherwise, shaitan comes and he puts bad gumani in a person. For normal people also, Islam has taught us, iyyakum wa dhan, beware of zan, beware of thinking bad about other people. فَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ أَكْذَبُ الْحَدِيثِ, because just thoughts which come to a person's mind is the biggest liar. And a person normally starts thinking now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ظَنُّوا بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ خَيْرًا, think of good of the believers, normal believers, think very very good of them. Because the automatic effect of thinking bad about someone is that eventually a person now starts going towards tajassus, spying upon a person. And that eventually leads to bighibat, to backbiting. And this completely destroys a person. Now we start speaking bad about normal believers also, it's not permissible. So the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding whom Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Mungwai rahmatullah, he says that any person who speaks ill of 8 ulama, I guarantee you open his qabr after he passes away, and you will find his face will be turned away from Qibla, direction of Qibla. Just speaking ill of 8 ulama. So how can a person have bad gumani, have bad thoughts about them? We should always look for good. Mawlana Salim Dawrat Sahib, Damu Rakatum, in Azad Wali, gave a bayan. And he mentioned that what is actually islah? What is tazkiyah? Tazkiyah actually, the only thing it means is changing your thoughts, changing your thoughts. He said, hasad is the sickness within a person. Just change the thoughts. Why must I have thought bad thoughts about a person? Think good of that person. Bad gumani, evil thoughts about somebody. Why must I think evil? Just change the thoughts to good thoughts of that person. Make dua for that person. Start looking for his good in him. Once Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was walking past, and there was a dog on the floor. It was smelling very, very bad. The Hawariyin, they put their hands on their nose and they said, this thing looks very, very bad smelling. And they passed some remarks. Isa alayhi salam said, look at the teeth of the dog, how white it is. So even in that, he found something which was good. There was once, Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had a cloth one day. He took a black dot, ink dot, and he put it on the cloth. So he asked his murids, what do you see? So they say, we can see one black dot. So he said, there's so much of whiteness here. All the whiteness you can't see, you can only see the one black dot. Look at all the whiteness around. Don't look at the one black dot. So may Allah give myself firstly the tawfiq and ability. And yesterday I was reading one waqi of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. He said that Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi never ever made ghibat of any person in his life. He never spoke evil about any person. So one person was asking, give me the qualities of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. So he said, no matter how many enemies he had, his enemies spoke very, very evil of them, of him. But not once he ever spoke evil about another person. He only spoke good of a person. So may Allah give myself firstly the reality that what our speech, whatever we are speaking, we speak good about other people. If we are speaking bad about somebody else, it shows that even in our hearts are dirty. And if we are speaking good about somebody else, it shows that our hearts are clean. As Hazrat says, when you are pointing to somebody else with one finger, three fingers are pointing towards yourself. So we must think good about every single person, and more so the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our mashayikh, our sheikh. We should have good thoughts about him, the best of thoughts, and we should realize, it's like how our parents, they've got weaknesses, but you don't start looking at their weaknesses, we look at how much they benefited us, what and what we have taken from them, and we cover up the faults of our parents. Similarly for our mashayikh, the Ahlullah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we always look for good in them, and we always try to take the full benefit in them, and we don't ever look at their faults.
Rahata Umar mahroom ahli dil ki suhbat se, کہ جس نے کبر کے باعث ہمیشہ بدگمانی کی.
That person, his whole life was deprived of the sohbat in the company of the Ahl-e Deen, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who because of pride, he always had bad gumani, bad thoughts about the Ahlullah, friends of Allah ta'ala. And this is the reason why a person normally gets bad gumani, he gets bad thoughts about others, because he's got pride within himself. He thinks, I'm somebody. So this person, he's like this, he's like that. But when a person has got true humility within himself, then a person doesn't have bad gumani, because he is only looking at his own faults. I've got this weakness, I've got that weakness, this is my weakness, this is my wrongdoings. How can I got time to look? As the Hazrat mentioned once, very beautifully, that one poet says, that I always used to look for the faults of other people. Until the day when I started looking at my own faults, then I forgot about the faults of all other people. I had never had time to look at the faults of other people when I started looking at my own faults. So he says, because of kibar and pride, a person who had bad gumani, his whole life he will be deprived of the Ahl-e Dil, the sohbat and company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazaro bastiya wa irahe az ahe mazluma nakar tohin to ta'athir-e ah bezubtu ta'athir-e ah bezubani ki. See, thousands of cities have become destroyed because of the ah and the bad dua of the mazloom person, the oppressed person. You oppress somebody, you cause harm to somebody, and that person in his heart, he made that ah, Ya Allah, look at this person, what he has done to me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ittaqi da'wat al-mazloom, fa'innahu laysa bayna wa bayna Allahi hijab. Beware, very, very, beware of the bad dua of the mazloom person. Because between it and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no hijab, there is no veil. Immediately it goes there. And in some narrations it comes, even though it's a kafir, a disbeliever, be very, very careful. And unfortunately we are getting so many cases. When Muhammad Rafiq Katarani Sahib, Ramal Barakatim, was mentioning to us, when he says some people, were their workers in their house, they actually give them the rotten food, the stale food. And they expect these people then to have love for them. And he says that it's very common, he gave it in the Jummah Bayan, and he said that how can we do this here, that our stale food, our rotten food, we are giving this to our workers, and then we are calling them towards Islam. One person says, I wanted to accept Islam. One police officer, a very high person, he says, I want to accept Islam, but you know, you people, what you all did to me. My mother used to sleep in your house, and not on top of the bed, under the bed, for 15 years or 10 years, you all made her sleep every day under the bed. He said, no raham for her. He said, how can I ever bring it into my heart to accept Islam because of what Zulam and oppression you have done? So we should be very, very careful of the bad dua of the mazloom and the oppressed person. The Hazrat mentioned many times that a lot of times it happens, we've got a worker working for us. So we treat him how we want to. Remember, we have paid for the time of the worker. We haven't paid for the person's izzat and honor. We can't take his honor away and speak to him how we want to, and we just sway him and we disrespect him. He's working for us. We cannot take his honor away. So be very, very careful of the bad dua. And the Hazrat mentions also many times, bad dua of our wives. That a person, the way he ill-treats his wife, he beats up his wife, he hits his wife, and he feels, I can do as I want to. Small children in the house also, how a person beats them up. They are, even if a person has to hit them, they are masail. Mr. Ulama have mentioned how must a person hit also, how he mustn't be in a state of anger. He can't give more than 3 cuts also. And the stick he must use, the cane he must use, and he mustn't be on the same place. All Ulama have mentioned in great detail. You can't just lift up your hands and start hitting wildly. Even if you are studying a madrasa, and you start hitting the daylight out of the child, you want to teach him Quran Sharif, and that person, he gets hatred for Quran Sharif in his heart. He's got no love and respect for Quran Sharif. So this is not the way. Ar-Rahman wa Allam al-Quran. Allah's quality of Rahmat is the way by which a person will teach the Quran Sharif. So be careful of that mazloom, the bad-dua of that mazloom, whether it's a small child, whether it's a wife. And it comes in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah ta'ala says, I will definitely help you even if it's after some time. And your Hazrat is making ishara also to one narration, which are what the Buzrugani Deen have mentioned, that they say a country can love with kufr, but a country can never remain with zulam, with oppression. Eventually that country will fall, which oppressing the people. So Hazrat says, many, many cities were destroyed because of the bad dua of the mazloom person. Nakar tohin tu ta'athir-e ah be zubani ki. The person who cannot speak in his heart, the ah which comes out from his heart, the effects which it has, goes directly to the heavens of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never ever regard it as small. Don't regard it as something which has got no value. It has got great value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nahi paata shifa doktor khud apni dawao se, kare hai justaju doktor bhi doktor asani ki. If a person is a doctor and he wants to get shifa, he's sick, his own dawa and medication which he takes, it cannot help him. Because shifa ul alil is alil. The shifa and the cure of a sick person is also sick. The shifa won't work out. He has to go to another doctor. He's a doctor himself. He'll have to go look for another doctor for him to get his physical health. Similarly, Hazrat says here, Padune sohbate murshid, tujhe kise shifa hogi? Nahi jab shaykh awwal justaju kar shaykh thani ki. Without the sohbat of a shaykh, how will you attain shifa and cure from your spiritual sicknesses? Even the shaykh, he himself will have to go to another shaykh and find to get his cure. He himself cannot cure himself, even though he is the shaykh of thousands of murids, but he also needs somebody else. Which Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummatani rahmatullahi says, that if a person is now reached such an age, he cannot, example, a person is very old and he feels he cannot get a shaykh at that time, then he should make mashwara with his juniors, and he himself should not take his own cure and ilaj. So such big mashayikh, Hazrat Anwar rahmatullahi, when Rashid Ahmad Gangawi rahmatullahi passed away, then he went to one of Hazrat Gangawi rahmatullahi's khulafa, I think it was Mona Raipuri rahmatullahi, and he went to take bath with him, he went to sit in his sohbet. But when Raipuri rahmatullahi started pressing the legs of Hazrat Anwar rahmatullahi, making his khidmat, so Hazrat Anwar rahmatullahi said, "You can't be my shaykh, you're pressing my legs." So Hazrat Anwar rahmatullahi went away. Then he said, but then the rest of his life he continued making mashwara with even his juniors regarding his Islam matters. So was such a great chef, Hakimul Ummat of the time. So myself and all of us, how much more to a greater extent we need to go to our mashayikh, to the Buzrugani Deen. And as the Buzrugani Deen have mentioned, the shaykh is not the object and the maqsood of one's life. The shaykh and the object and maqsood is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one person's shaykh has passed away also, he shouldn't feel I'll get fears from my shaykh's qabr. But he must go and take bed to another shaykh, continue making his islah, continue reforming himself, because there's no limit to a person's islah and reformation. Hamare phool phal jo dekhte ho dekhne walo, hamare shaykh ne akhtar ke dil mein baghbani ki. Hazrat out of his tawazu and humility, and this is what actually every murid should feel, that whatever a person is seeing now, whatever goodness, a person sees a beautiful garden. Now he doesn't start praising the flowers, but he realizes it was because of the gardener. The gardener has made this garden so beautiful. So Hazrat says that whatever today you are seeing, the bayan which I am giving, the ashar which I am giving, the great khidmat of deen which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking from me, is not because of myself. It is through the barakat and blessings of my shaykh. He nurtured me, he looked after me, he benefited me. The first person is gaze must go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is the hakiki murabbi. He is the one who is actually making our tarbiyat and nurturing us. But this is the world of asbab and means. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used our mashayikh, our ulama-i kiram. So we go to our shaykh and we realize that whatever we are getting today is through the barakat and the blessings of our shaykh. Whatever goodness we are seeing in our life, whatever islah is taking place of ourselves, whatever good akhlaq and character we are showing, whatever knowledge we have got, it is all through the barakat and blessings of our shaykh. So Hazrat says here that whatever you are seeing now, I'm not attributing you to myself, but it is through the barakat of our shaykh. And this is all, every single one of us as a murid, we should feel, and we should have this yaqeen. It is through the efforts of our shaykh that today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever benefits, spiritual benefits we are seeing, whatever gunas we are saving ourselves from, it is only through their barakat, their blessings and their du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the reality of these words.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala Rasulihi al-Kareem. Allah tabarak ta'ala speaks regarding Quran. When Allah tabarak ta'ala mentions what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the end of his life, many a time Sahaba radiallahu anhu would ask, because you always have that worry that after every Nabi passed away, within a short time, Shaitan and his groups were able to change much of the deen of the Nabi. Now the time had come when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made open declaration that after me there will be no Nabi. Every other Nabi who passed away would inform that another Nabi is coming, and a Nabi is divinely helped. So he is able to change things and break the world of Shayateen in many, many ways. But now when the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to leave the world, so everyone's worry is that if no Nabi is going to come, then how will the religion of Islam, whereas in previous ummah it managed to last for only about 20, 30 years before the change started, how will Islam going to last now for thousands of years without change coming in, without it being completely off track? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would mention over and over that I leave behind you something that if you hold on to it, you will never go astray. And then he would say, it is the rope of Almighty Allah hanging from the skies to the earth. It is this Quran. And then he would say, and the explanation of the Quran, where he would say, wa ahli bayti, wa sunnati, wa itrati, that how my family will teach you Quran. The family means those very close people around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, were the father-in-laws. They were in the house. Usman radiallahu anhu, Ali radiallahu anhu, were the son-in-laws in the house. The Azwaj Mutahharat, Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, I used to have the honor that while Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's head used to be on my lap, wahi used to come also. So they learned what a Quran from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was told that this will be that living miracle. That you will not have a Nabi amongst you, but you will have Quran, which is the living miracle till the end of time. How this Quran will save humanity, Allah tabarak ta'ala gives some examples. Allah tabarak ta'ala in Surah Nahl speaks about a time of the Arabs, that when there was no Quran with them, when there was no electricity current, then they had reached such a level that وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى, when someone was given the glad tidings of a daughter, where you're supposed to become happy. But that person's face would change. يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ He would hide away from his people in disgrace. And then he would start thinking, أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَى هُون That should I keep this child with disgrace? أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ Or must I just bury the child in the sand? Allah Ta'ala says, what was their mind? But that happens to any person who hasn't got current. When no current is coming and your heart dies, after that man does anything. Then after Allah Ta'ala speaks, but as his special favor, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا He says, تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ That we had also sent Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam to the people of the past. But when the Nabi went away, فَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ Shaitan then made evil look good. فَهُوَ وَلِيُّهُمُ الْيَوْمِ Now he's their guide, he's their sheikh, and they are going. But for the other group, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لِتُبَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الَّذِي اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ We have sent this Quran to you. One is to remove all doubts, to remove all questions. That person who got no religion, he's always thinking, who made everything? Adam alayhi salam was the first man, or was he a monkey before that? Was the earth made on the command of Almighty Allah, or did it just happen? The answer will come in Quran. وَهُدَوْ وَرَحْمَةً لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ But more than giving answers to the world, for the believer, this Quran has come as a source of great mercy. What mercy it is, that many a time a person says, the environment I live in is so bad, that there is no way I can come out. And then he says, my heart has become so stiff, as though it's dead. That wherever I go to and I sit, I cannot even take benefit. I'm a dead man. I have done such actions. I do such actions. Is there any hope for me? So Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً That understand the power of Quran with the power of water. Water is not Quran. Quran is the living speech of Almighty Allah. Water is a creation of Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, Your Allah sends down water from the sky. فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا That land was dead. That water touches it and the land comes alive. When the water could bring the dead land alive, will my Quran not bring your dead hearts alive? إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمِ يَسْمَعُونَ Allah Ta'ala says, in this there is a great lesson for people who are listening. Read Quran, read a lot of Quran, and Quran will make its own operation. Ulama mentioned that there is two things needed. One is the kitab of Almighty Allah, and behind it the rijal of Almighty Allah, the men. The men of Almighty Allah are not as powerful as Quran. But Allah Ta'ala has made the system of man's body also. Man's body is supposed to fight every disease that comes into it. A doctor cannot kill the disease. But when a certain sickness comes, the doctor's power in relation to the power of the body is nothing. But because the doctor is able to give that one tablet brings the body in a position to fight out all the dirt. Similarly, Quran will do its work. But that Quran needs that man must learn that Quran, take that Quran, and behind it there must be one man of Quran also. That man of Quran will never be as powerful as Quran, but with his one tablet, it will open up that barrier. And then Quran will do its work after that. The work that Quran will do, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ الْعِبْرَةِ That in the animals that are around you, there is lot of lessons. Normally what we say, environment is very bad. That as soon as I leave the majlis, as soon as I go to work, the way the women are dressed, the way the adverts are there, the way the inclination, the calling is so hard. He says, you won't see this, what I see. I am living in a land of difficulty. So Allah Ta'ala says, look at this. نُسْقِيكُم مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ That think of the cow, or think of the goat. That when the time comes for that cow to give its milk, Allah Ta'ala says, we take out that milk, مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ From a channel which is between stool on one side and blood on the other side. Stool has its stink, its smell. Blood has its red color. That milk comes out between two opposing, two contrasting, two completely opposite elements. But when the milk comes out, you don't find the smell of the dirt, you don't find the color of the red also. When that milk could come out so white, Allah Ta'ala explains, my Quran will take you out of an environment of evil all sides, but you will also come out white. Labanan khalisan sa'ighal lisharibin. Such milk that comes out, that when you put it on your throat, it goes down easily. There's no smell in it. There's no color of the red. How you enjoy. Similarly, those people who Allah Tabarakallah helps through Quran, the whole world then finds that they become satiated by such people. Every person looks at him and he says, you are white. You are like milk. You say, I enjoy your company. That man also lives in an environment surrounded by evil. May Allah Tabarakallah help us all with Quran. Allah Tabarakallah then says, وَمِن ثَمَرَاتِ النَّخِيلِ وَالْعَنَابِ. The problem is that how you use the Quran. He says, similarly in this world we have given kajur and we have given grapes. There are some people who use that kajur and grapes for halal purposes. And they take so much of benefit. And there are some people who use it for trivial evil purposes of making liquor. The grape is the grape. The kajur is the kajur. It's got to do with the man whose hand is on it. If a person has gone to a spiritual doctor and he has given that one tablet and that man comes right and Quran no longer becomes a way of making money. Quran doesn't become a pastime. Quran doesn't become a way to show myself to the world. But Quran becomes my living friend. Then that man will take the benefit of Quran like how other people take the real benefit of kajur and grapes. Finally a person says, but there is so much of firaqai batila. There is so much of opposing views. There is so much of groups that are inviting our children in the schools. All of that is they're going to pull away. How will my child, how will I remain on the straight course? So Allah Tabarakallah says, وَأُوحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ. And you looked at the bee, and you saw how the bee built its hive. That it has astounded scientists up to today. And where it had to build its hive. Who taught the bee that? Who showed the bee how to make its own lifestyle? When Allah Tabarakallah could inspire the bee how to make its own environment, Allah Tabarakallah through Quran will inspire one how to make his own environment. And then the person says, but they come and call me, they invite me. There's no way my child can avoid them, there's no way I can avoid them. Allah Tabarakallah says, ثُمَّ كُلِي مِن كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ فَاسْلُكِي سُبُلَ رَبِّكِ ذُلُلَ. Then we say to the bee, that don't be scared of the whole world out there. The bee is small, the hive is small, in the hive is protected. But now the bee has to go look for pollen. It will go hundreds of miles away. That bee now has to go home. How does it know where its house is? Allah Tabarakallah, we said, we told the bee, go and eat how much you want to in the world. But when you are coming back home, we have made the roads of the sky subservient to you. That you will never get lost. The road that you take will always be the right road. When the bee will never get lost, the man who has Quran as his guide, Allah Tabarakallah make it wherever he goes in the world, the road will be subservient to him also. He will always know what am I doing. Finally, يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. That from the stomach, from the belly of the bee, we take out such a unique drink, honey, in which there is the cure for mankind. And that is an indication. If you can take Quran as your guide, Allah Tabarakallah make us all that. Then we will become such that from within us, Allah Tabarakallah will take out that which will be the shifa for the rest of the world also. Inna fi dhalika la ayatan liqawmi yatafakkarun. Almighty Allah says, in this year there are a lot of signs for people who can think. This is a unique power. This is the life of this ummah. This is the best friend man can have. Every other bayan, if you listen to it second time, third time, fourth time, you become bored. But this Quran is that one bayan, that the more you read it, the more you enjoy it. May Allah Tabarakallah make us all from amongst Ahlul Quran.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی, کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی, ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی, وہ یکتا قدرت بھی رکھتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ, ایسا ہے میرا اللہ, الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کرۂ ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے, لیلا کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے, خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے, خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی, سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
حافظ عبد الحمید از دا سن آف مفتی علی بھائی لورگٹ آف بنولی حضرت خلیفہ, ہی کمپلیٹڈ بائی ہز برادر ان لا مولانا ابراہیم علی ہو گریجویٹڈ ان دا مدرسہ فرام بنولی.
اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم تقولون إن إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط كانوا هودا أو نصارا, قل أأنتم أعلم أم الله, ومن أظلم ممن كتم شهادة عند الله, وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. تلك أمة قد خلت, لا ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم, ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد, الله الصمد, لم يلد ولم يولد, ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق, من شر ما خلق, ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب, ومن شر النفاثات في العقد, ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس, ملك الناس, إله الناس, من شر الوسواس الخناس, الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس, من الجنة والناس. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك يوم الدين, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه, هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون, والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون, أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, may Allah Ta'ala accept, and may Allah Ta'ala make hifz common in the ummah and grant the reality of it. Let us remember it. And then, as Maulana Ridwan has explained, MashaAllah, the great qualities of the Quran Sharif, may Allah bring that within us, make it alive, and let our islah be done through the Quran and our connection with Allah Ta'ala. InshaAllah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وعنت الوجود الحي القيوم, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إن كنت من الظالمين. الحمد لله الذي أنعمت رب العالمين, والعاقبة للمتقين, والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون, وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكر غافلون. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم توفنا مسلما ولحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين خير خزايا ولا دلال ولا نفطمين. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك النار. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم ادخلنا الجنة بغير حساب. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وعمالنا من الرياء ولسانتنا من الكذب وعيوننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. اللهم اشف مرضانا واغفر لموتانا. اللهم اشف مرضى المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم أنس محشتي في قبري. اللهم ارحمني من القرآن العظيم واجعله لي إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لي حجتين يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان ولك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واهدي من صلى دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. فضل سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.